You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is Cam Jordan. Here we are on Off the Edge, the podcast. It's more like a brief sitting down with legendary people. I got my guy Jordan Love here coming out of Utah State, which there's not a lot of pickings out of there, but you were picked in the first round.
Yeah.
You know, was that 2020 draft?
This is year 4? 2020. Year four, man. Utah State was awesome, man. Like you said, not a lot, you know, smaller school, not a lot of people coming out of there, but we got a couple big time.
You got a first rounder?
Hey, look, yeah.
Cal hasn't had a first rounder since Jared Goff.
Okay. Well,
so, you know.
I mean, I ain't say it. You did.
And I felt like we were a big school, and then all of a sudden we sort of, you know, we're fighting back to get back where we need to be. You know, so just. Clearly, let's just get my stuff out the way because I've got grievances, right? You know? We played early on in the season. At some point, we were up 17-0, and I was like, oh, we taxing this. We taxing the Green Bay Packers. Never been to Lambeau where it had been so quiet. You could hear pin drops.
Just booing and all types of stuff.
Booing. Yeah, it booing. Was crazy. Yeah, yeah. I was like,
tough,
this kid
tough
is.
Tough environment, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. I was like, I've never seen the green turn. You came back in the second half, ended up beating us 18 points unanswered. 18-17. I was like, how the hell did we blow this? And low-key, my embarrassing loss of the year. Like, I was like, man. But to your credit, you came back.
That was my favorite game of the year. Sorry, I'm
No, that makes sense.
But no, that was, I mean, like you said, man, I think it was motivation here in Green Bay, be so quiet in Lambeau. And, you know, you get some boos from your home crowd. It's tough. So, you know, you want to step that game up and, you know, we were able to do that.
Right. Obviously, you had a couple bombs in the game. I'm like, ain't no way these prayers get answered.
Guys are making plays out there, man. Dudes making plays.
When you have plays like that, you like on the defense side, you're like, nah, it's locked. He must be living right.
Man, you know, it was a different game. Obviously, you never want to see anybody get hurt, but you know, obviously Derek getting hurt right in that game was tough.
Right before halftime.
Yeah, it was tough for you guys. You never want to see that. But you know.
You gotta take advantage of every
opportunity. You gotta take advantage, man.
What did y'all say at halftime? Because our halftime was completely different. We're going 17 up. We're like, it's time to bury him.
Yeah.
Never let your foot off the neck.
Yeah, you know how that one goes.
Yours one had been the
– our side, 0 points at halftime. You know, it's defense looking at the offense like, man, what do you guys do? You guys going to show up today? Like, you going to put up some points? And, you know, we take that personal. We trying to show up for the defense, help those guys out, get off the field. And, man, we knew we had to play a lot better because 0 points at half, it's not going to win you any games, man. So, you know, it was a lot of motivation in that locker room at halftime.
No doubt. No, that was my personal gripe. I'm getting out the way. And now include you're clearly here on behalf of Old Spice. Tell me about it.
Yes, sir, man. I'm here with Old Spice today. Got a little product in my pocket. New Total Body Deodorant, man.
Okay.
If you need to try that out, man, it's a great product, man. You know, deodorant for your pits. This for everything, man.
Okay.
Armpits, toes, everything between. You know what I mean? For football players, especially.
Right.
You know,
between
we might
the
need
toes,
some.
Wait.
Man, everything in between the toes,
Full body.
Yeah,
the toes.
No. If you need it on your toes, man, go ahead, man. 24/7 protection, man. That's the great stuff right there. So it'll help us out, man.
Okay. Yeah, so now we can get back to football. Yeah. You know, love good Old Spice. You know, like it's just always available, ready.
Oh yeah, it's good stuff.
Something about them little aerosol cans, like it's quick and easy.
And they got them in the facility, like everywhere.
Your facility too.
Everywhere in the facility, man.
I'm like, so, we need that.
Yeah, we need that. Yeah,
for sure.
They're great.
Was that our game? Was that the game that it clicked for you? Was that the game that gave you confidence? Because, I mean, from there on out, you sort of.
I don't know about click. I think that was a great game for us to be able to see that, being behind and being able to put a performance and turn it around and come back. So that was great. But after that, you know, we did go on a four-game losing streak. So I think just going through that, going through the growing pains, the adversity, you know, it helped us going forward to, you know, the biggest thing in NFL, you got to find ways to win.
No doubt.
Everybody's good.
Right.
That margin for error is slim. So our biggest thing was finding ways to get over that hump. We're in a lot of close games that we lost, and just finding ways to win it at the end, 2-minute drills, things like that. So
the back third of the season, though.
Yeah, we
turned
sort
of went lights out.
Yeah.
You know, Preston, Rashawn Gary, you know, big Frank was out there going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the opposite side, you guys started getting stellar.
Oh, yeah.
Man, it's about the timing of it all.
It is timing. You know, you want to get hot at the right time and start winning at the right time. And I think it worked out well for us at the end. But like you said, man, guys were making plays. Dudes stepped up. Everybody stepped up huge, man.
Right. It was like, and then in your, you know, which led you rolled right into that playoffs,
right in the playoffs
where, you know, I was like, all right. I was like, when we played them, I was like, I don't know if I saw it, but it started really clicking in on the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, that first playoff debut, took the Packers to the playoffs in the first year as a starter, and then you posted a perfect quarterback rating.
Almost perfect,
I
man.
Mean,
I had an incompletion at the end that dropped it off, man. Almost perfect.
I mean, come on. I was looking. I was like, I sort of looked at you like Ben Simmons. Like, you know, everybody was calling you a rookie, and I'm like, well, technically he's got time under
him. Yeah, I've been here. Yeah, yeah. Not my rookie year, but first year starting, you know what I mean? But I'll take it.
Right. They're like, yeah, man, this first year. I was like, as a starter, right?
No, this ain't his first year.
Like, yeah. He's been here for a while. But, okay. You know, so that improved passer rating, that bold, clearly that picks up your confidence, that puts you in for a position next year to really shine.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, I think, like you said, the end of the year, getting on a run, going into playoffs, first playoff game, being able to win over a really good Dallas team.
Right.
So it's going to have us, you know, put us in a good spot going forward. You know, we're going to work this offseason and find ways to improve on where we, you know, fell short this year.
Right. I mean, clearly it talks to your leadership, but what does that do for, what are you looking forward to? Clearly in OTAs, creating more, whatever. What are you looking forward to in terms of draft? What are you looking forward to your second year starting?
Man, I'm looking forward to seeing where we're going to build this year. You know, we had a great draft this last year. A lot of young guys on our team, and those guys all stepped up huge, made big time plays throughout the year. So I'm looking forward to those guys being able to come back, make that year two jump.
Yeah.
Because I mean, they did some really good things first year, and I was kind of blown away by a lot of the way they played and just being so young. And so I'm looking forward to those year two jumps. We got a couple changes, new defense coordinator coming in. So I'm excited to see what next year is going to look like.
Man, I'm just thinking like. There's a lot of talent on your team, obviously. I'm trying to poach Frank, your big nose tackle right
Kenny
now.
Clark? Kenny Clark? Yeah, yeah. Man, you ain't going to get KC, I'm man. Like, yeah, we need him.
But, like,
we need him.
I'm texting him right now. We got the same agent. So just know. I'm like, hey, send the message, bro.
I'm going to text him, too. I'm like, hey, don't listen to him,
Cam
man.
Say he coming for you. He don't is.
Listen. They
he
love
is.
You in Green Bay, man.
But, you know, I really wanted to ask the last question because, I mean, we had some controversy at the end of the year with us putting an extra 7 points on the Atlanta Falcons because it's rivalry game, needed it.
Yeah.
But for you guys, you had some controversy with Jair Alexander going out to a random coin toss, which I've never even heard. Clearly, I've been in the league for 13 years, and my pops played in the league for 13 years, and we've got 26 years of Jordan experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I still never heard of somebody be like, yeah, I'm going to volunteer myself to go to the coin toss. How, what, where, huh?
Man, you know, Jair is a special person. He's a unique character.
2-3.
Unique personality, man. Hell of a player, but you know, he does his own thing. That's what he is. That's what he's known for. And you know, I was on the sideline. Someone's like, "Why John out there?" I'm like, "What's John doing out there?" And he's talking. Like,
hell yeah!
It was interesting, but you know, that's job, man. You never know what you're.
And you
got to
support your teammates.
Oh, I love him, man.
Hey,
I love him. He's a great player.
Hey, one of my coaches told me, he's like, "Pretty babies, ugly babies. They're still your babies,
man."
That's what a brotherhood is.
That's my dog. And you love him for everything he does, but. You never know what you're going to get with Ja, man.
Man, love it. Well, hey, shout out to you. Much success.
Yeah.
Apparently, shout out Old Spice.
Oh,
appreciate
yeah.
you tapping in with the pod.
Yes, sir.
Off the Edge with me, Cam Jordan. And hopefully, you know, you turn up from here.
Yeah. Pleasure being here with you, man.
Absolutely.
Pleasure, man.
Peace.
Awesome.
You go into your shower feeling tired. But as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Here we are on Off the Edge, the podcast. Me, your host, Cam Jordan. And here I am, another legend in the building. Legend in the making.
Appreciate that.
About first-year standout, second overall pick for the Houston Texans. And when I was like, oh, man, they're going to bury this dude at the Houston Texans. Man, what you and D'Amico Ryans have been able to do cultivating this team, of course, you know, you can't do it alone. But, I mean, just the way you were playing, had an opportunity to play against you guys this year. The leadership, the charisma, the energy. Hell, you ran out of one of my sacks. I sacked you, ran like 15 yards out, flushed to the right. Yeah. And then, like, I was like, all right, kid's got some juice to him.
Yeah, appreciate that, bro.
Well, you set all types of NFL records. You know, most passing yards in a game by a rookie, passing touchdowns in a game by a rookie, youngest starting quarterback to win a playoff game. Bro, the stuff that you've been able to do this year has been nothing but phenomenal. So I just want to know, like, how is it that you quickly earned that respect and trust of your teammates?
Appreciate that, bro. You know, I got a lot of respect for you, man. I've been watching you a long time, so appreciate the kind words, bro. But really, man, just I wanted to come in, you know, and just show who I was as a person, you know. And
yeah.
I knew that the football stuff would hopefully take care of itself. And, you know, I just really put in a lot of work, you know, just grinded and made sure that people not only see me, but they felt me, you know. And I think that's more important, just building that trust. And I wanted it to be natural. And once I became a leader on a team, I knew the football stuff would take care of itself. And, you know, it's been a blessing to have a great year like you did, but I couldn't do it without my teammates, you know, without my coaches,
yeah, yeah.
You know, without the Houston Texans organization and the fans, you know. So it's been a blessing.
Yeah, winning Offensive Rookie of the Year, bringing the juice each and every time you touch the field. And then, speaking of, you know, that energy, tell me about what you're pushing today.
Yeah, so I'm here with C4. You know, I've been working with C4 all the way since NIL, man. My first NIL deal. So
yeah.
Been a little process with these guys. And, you know, it's been a ball. This relationship has been great. I'm here, you know, representing them, and I've been taking their products, and, you know, it helps me. And, you know, them days when you day 15 in training camp, you know, you need that extra source of energy. You know, C4 is right there for the help, and I'll take the protein powder, the energy drinks, and then I'll take the pre-workout as well. And, you know, it all helps me. And, you know, it's NSF certified, so the league approves it, and, you know.
That's key.
Yeah,
that's
facts, important. Facts. So it's been a blessing working with these guys, man.
Man, that's awesome to hear. I got teammates that take C4, and they're like, yeah, this is the good stuff. I don't know what good stuff is. I still don't take any caffeine. Like,
right,
I don't do
right.
any like pre-workouts, no coffee
right.
my way. But one day, like, I keep telling myself, one day when I'm like, maybe 35.
Facts.
You know, I'm like, I'm going to head that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, you can't do it too much, but like, when you really need it, I think that's when you best take it, you know?
Yeah. Hey, so the only other question I'm going to ask you, you know, Cam Newton, you know, another a quarterback who's won an MVP before, quarterback who played 10-plus years in the league, called you a game changer. Does that title hold any weight for you?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I know he got a lot of scrutiny, but I think like calling guys game changer, game managers.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the same time, you know, Cam has the right to have that opinion because, you know, he's been one of the best quarterbacks in the league that we've ever seen. So for him to call me that, you know, it's an honor, especially first year. You know, it's something that I hold myself, you know, at a high standard, you know, making everybody around me better. And I think that's what being a game changer is, you know, making everyone around me better and making plays.
Absolutely. And what are you looking forward to next season?
I'm looking forward to winning. You know,
more winning.
I want to. You know, hopefully I really wanted to make it to this game this
right.
year. And, you know, we came up a little short. But, you know, I'm excited to line up again with my guys next year. And, you know, just to build more chemistry and just get more wins. And, you know, but it's a long process. Got to attack OTAs this offseason, training camp, and, you know, learn from our mistakes and you know, make everything right.
To a blue and red and versus black and gold Super Bowl next year. Appreciate you tapping in.
Let's do that.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, don't hit me too hard.
And I got to get you back.
Yeah, facts, facts.
Hey, much blessings, bro.
You too, bro.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.